Take a seat. Good to see you, everybody. My name is Matthew. I'm the lead pastor here. I want to welcome you all to Cedar Ridge and to our Christmas service. Especially want to welcome everybody on Zoom. We're really glad you're here joining with us. Thank you for being together on this morning where we're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus and this time of Christmas. It's a beautiful time, a wonderful time. And today we're going to be lighting the fourth Advent candle, which represents joy, and we're hoping it's going to be a joyous time together as well. If you're new here, we're really glad you've come along. If this is your first time, please make yourself very much at home, feel very welcome here. Same on Zoom, if this is the first time that you're joining us. Check out our flyer. If you're here in person, you'll have got a copy of this when you came in this morning. Just check that out. It's got lots of information about kind of who we are, and also different events and activities coming up over the next few weeks. So check it out. Also on the back, you'll see there's a little connect card. And if you'd like to let us know that you're here, or if you're on Zoom, you can do this electronically. But if you're here, just fill out this card and you can tear it off and drop it in one of the wooden boxes at the exits there. If you're online, you can just go onto our website. In the top right corner, there's a drop down menu from contact, and you can fill out that form there. We'd love to hear from you. Love to get to know you a little bit better. We'll put you on our mailing list. We won't bug you if you fill that out, but we'll just keep you updated on things that are going on over the next few weeks and looking ahead. Okay, we're going to start off this morning with a prayer. Olivia's going to lead us in that. It's a responsive prayer, so she'll read a line, and then we'll each respond to it.
This Advent season, we wait for the one who gives us hope. Where there has been despair in our hearts, let hope arise. This Advent season, we wait for the one who brings peace. Where there has been so much pain and discord, let there be peace on earth. This Advent season, we wait for the one who is love itself. May love overcome all fear and hatred in this world. Today, we wait for joy. May we have joy in what has been. Joy in this very moment, and joy in what we long to come. Jesus, you are the one. You are Emmanuel, God with us. O come, Emmanuel. Amen.
So we're going to light the candles now. And, you know, we celebrate light coming into the darkness at Christmas time, and that's symbolized by these candles. The first candle represents hope. We lit that 3 weeks ago. As we look at that flame, Let's invite hope into our lives and into the world, where, as we are praying, there's a lot of despair, a lot of hopelessness, but we can look to the one who brings hope. And then we celebrated peace in the second week. And we all have anxieties and pressures and things that worry us. And the world is very often at conflict. People fighting against each other, maybe countries even fighting against each other. So when we think about light coming into darkness, we're inviting peace. And then last week, we lit this rose-colored candle, which represents love. And it represents perhaps each of our longings to be loved. We all want to be loved. And we also know it's a beautiful thing to love somebody else. And so we're inviting more love into our lives. And then today, it's joy. And so we're going to celebrate and kind of anticipate joy. We're all looking forward to Christmas. It's only 5 days to go. Well, I guess six. But we're looking forward to celebrating with joy. And there's things in our lives that perhaps aren't that joyful at the moment, but we're looking forward to when joy might come to us. So as we think about light coming into the darkness, Elliot's going to come and read a passage for us, and then we're going to sing that carol that we referenced there, O Come, Emmanuel.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Shadows, oh, to fly. sad division cease, and be thyself our King of peace.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those who whom his favor rests."
Please stand and join us to sing "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Christ
by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, made in time, behold him come, offspring of the favored one, veiled in flesh the Godhead see, veiled in carnate deity, pleased as man with us to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, the
Thank you. Please be seated.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Good morning. My name is Rachel, and I have the privilege of working with Cedar Ridge Kids a couple times a month. And in a couple of minutes, we're going to invite all the children who are here this morning to come forward and lead us in two different carols. The first one is Go Tell It on the Mountain. And I think you're going to see from the smiles on their faces and how energetic they are with emotions that they really like singing this joyful Christmas carol. We have a very talented and determined man to thank for the fact that we all get to sing Go Tell It on the Mountain each Christmas season. His name is John Wesley Work. Now, John did not write this carol. We don't actually know exactly who did, but it has most likely been sung since the mid-19th century by enslaved African people who were forced by their white owners to work on plantations in the United States. As is true for many African American spirituals, Go Tell It on the Mountain was passed down orally, but not written down or notated until John Wesley Work entered the picture. A native of Nashville, Tennessee, and a student at Fisk University, Work collaborated with his brother and wife to collect, notate, and publish three volumes of African American spirituals. The volume they published in 1907 contains the now popular carol, Go Tell It on the Mountain. But how did this carol become known around the country and even the world? It's because of the Jubilee Singers. For years, the choir at Fisk University set out on fundraising tours with John's collection of spirituals in hand. People in the communities where they visited flocked to hear this incredibly talented group. Fisk University's website has this written about the Jubilee Singers. Their performances so electrified audiences that they traveled throughout the United States and Europe, moving to tears audiences that included William Lloyd Garrison, Wendell Phillips, Ulysses S. Grant, William Gladstone, Mark Twain, Johann Strauss, and Queen Victoria. For many white audience members, attending a Jubilee Singers concert was their first experience hearing African American music sung by African American people. Some historians even believe that the Jubilee Singers' popularity is what prompted the decline of the racist practice of white people performing and attending minstrel shows. So ultimately, the choir's decision to spread joy through their music, despite experiencing racial oppression from the very people attending the concerts, led to important strides in the fight for racial justice. It's no surprise then that decades after the Fisk Jubilee Singers first sang Go Tell It on the Mountain, Fannie Lou Hamer, a civil rights and voting rights activist, recorded several versions of the song where the lyrics had been changed to spread a message of freedom and equality. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain to let my people go. As we sing this carol together now, and later, if you hear it playing on the television, in an elevator, or at the mall, let it serve as a reminder that while Jesus was born to bring light and love to all creation, those who wrote this song over 150 years ago did so while working as enslaved people. Remember the Black musician and historian John Wesley Work, who was determined to honor and uplift the music created within the earliest African American communities. Picture the student singers bringing joy to those who would oppress them, and then commit to standing in solidarity with those who, just as Fannie Lou Hamer did, work tirelessly to ensure equity and belonging for all. Go tell it on the mountain that freedom is coming soon. And with that, I invite all of the children who are out there today to come forward and find an X to stand on so we can keep ourselves a little spread out. And I don't care if you've never sung this with us before, you're gonna catch on really quickly, so come on up.
Well, that was fantastic. I think we ought to give him another round of applause. Yeah. Very, very good. And thank you, Rachel. Thank you for everybody who works with our kids. So we're going to take a moment now to take communion together. And communion is a tradition. You know, we all have traditions, like we have Christmas traditions. Many of us will eat a meal with our family, with our friends on Christmas Day or maybe Christmas Eve. And actually, communion is a meal. It's just bread and wine, or actually we use fruit juice and gluten-free crackers. But that represents something. It represents having a meal together. We just, you know, it's 10:30 in the morning, though, so we don't really have time. It's not the right time for us to eat a big meal together. But we're going to just take a little bit of juice and crackers. And that represents to us the fact that we're together, that we're one, that we kind of share our common humanity. That's what meals do, right? We come together, and that's, you know, that's, I think, a big part of the celebration of Christmas. We come together, maybe we invite some other people in, and we eat together, and that's a symbol of our family, of our unity, of our friendship, and that's what communion is about. It's we celebrate a time when Jesus had a meal with his first followers and said, you're part of me and I'm part of you, that we're one. And this is all about the reconciling work of God, that God loves everybody, no exceptions, and everybody is included. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas. That's the joy of Christmas. So we're going to take communion. Everybody here is welcome to take communion. Everybody is also welcome not to, if you prefer not to. The way we do it here is we have these tables at the front and a table in the middle. And you can come up and take the cracker and the wine. Just serve yourself or serve one another if you're with a group that you feel comfortable with. Or if you'd rather keep some distance, you can just come and take them back to your seat and eat and drink them there. We also have opportunity this morning if you wanted to light a candle. You know, we've been lighting some Advent candles, but we have candles at the back of the room there. If you wanted to light a candle in this moment, that kind of represents a prayer, if you like, represents hope and maybe something that you're hoping for or longing for at this time. You can also write out some prayers at the side under those signs that say grow and journey. You'll see a little window frame with some wire in it. You can write out a prayer on a piece of paper, roll it up and pop it in that window. And if it's a prayer request, we'd happily pray for you during the week. Or it might be just you expressing yourself to God or expressing yourself in a way that feels appropriate for you right now. And we encourage you to do that as well. So the band are going to be playing another carol for us. So let's just use this time to reflect and have perhaps a moment of quiet in a way that feels relevant to each one of us. I'm going to pray, and then please feel free to come forward to take communion. Let's pray. Lord, we're grateful that you are here with us right now. And we all experience you. We all feel you in different ways. We all understand you in different ways. But you are welcoming us now, whoever we are. And this meal, which symbolizes unity with you and unity with one another, that we've been celebrating for thousands of years, we do this now because we want to be loved and we want to love others. So come and be with us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Please come forward.
At Cedar Ridge, we are so grateful for our wonderful property. 63 beautiful acres that we have owned for 25 years now. During that time, with the generous donations of members like you, we have treasured this small piece of the earth, creating wild meadows from grasslands, tending to the woodlands, and taking care to share our space with all kinds of plants and animals, some of them in danger. We've restored and maintained our historic barn and will soon finish the final renovation of our 19th century farmhouse. Through your faithful giving, we have been able to take care of these local landmarks along with other historic artifacts and both honor and preserve the story and culture of our local community. Through our simple vision to make the world a better place, we have been able to share this beautiful land and resources with our neighbors. Our property is always open to the many visitors who hike the trails, walk their dogs, or simply rest and enjoy the view. Each year, we welcome hundreds of volunteers onto our community farm, many of them from public schools and other groups in our local community. Together, we work the land and share all the produce back into our local neighborhoods. In a few weeks, we will complete construction of our solar farm, which will generate clean energy for hundreds of local people at a reduced cost, with a minimum of 30% of the subscribers being families living on low to moderate income. And every year, we invite our neighbors in all kinds of fun and free events, like our movie nights out under the stars with free popcorn and hot chocolate, and our harvest festival, which was COVID-safe pumpkin patch event this year, where we celebrate the harvest from our farm and raise awareness about local food justice with food, games, live music, and all manner of fun. And during this holiday season, we celebrated Advent at the barn with mulled wine, hot cider, tasty desserts, ethically sourced gift shopping, festive hayrides, and a visit from none other than Santa Claus and his merry troop of elves. Thank you for your generosity and kindness. Thank you for your faithfulness and commitment to make Cedar Ridge a fun and meaningful shared space. And please give generously this Advent season as together we reach towards our year-end giving goal. Thank you and Merry Christmas.
Okay, thanks again, everybody, for coming. We've got one more carol to go, but we just had a few announcements before we do so. Firstly, you see from our giving video and this little slide, we're at 32% of our goal for year-end giving. It's a really important time of year for us. We bring in over 20% of our income in this window. So the good news is we're a third of the way there. The challenge, of course, is we've still got two-thirds of the way to go. So just want to encourage everybody to give generously. If you're visiting today or you're new here, please, we're not after your money, but that part of the message is not for you, but for our committed members. And I want to say thank you to our committed members for all your generosity through this year. I think that video shows just how much we are able to do together as a result of the generosity of all the people who are part of this community. So please continue to give generously at this year end so we can hit that goal. It's really important for us and we can head into 2022 in a really good financial shape. Wanted to let you know about some other things. Thank you, Rachel, for that great explanation about the carol, Go Tell It on the Mountain, we sang today. There's also a meditation online about that carol that you can listen to. If you just go to our website, crcc.org/Advent, you'll see all the information about Advent all there in one place, including an opportunity to download that meditation. Of course, this coming Friday is Christmas Eve. I'm sure we're all really excited about that. And we normally gather, you know, we pack this place out on Christmas Eve. We weren't able to do that last year because of the pandemic. And we've decided again this year because we all want to be together. So, you know, at the moment, many of us are still on Zoom. Some of us are meeting in person. But so that we can all be together on Christmas Eve, we're going to do it via Zoom at 5:30 p.m. We'll send an invite out as we always do. With a link to the gathering, and you can also click on the link on our website. It'll be a really lovely time together like it was last year. We'll have some short readings, sing carols. There'll be a special visitor from somebody very important who got a little mention in that previous video. And then also we'll light candles together. So we're asking a couple of things. Turn your cameras on. Sometimes we have our cameras off, but it'd be great if we could just all see one another, if you could turn your camera on, and then bring a candle along, and we'll do our traditional candle lighting ceremony at the end, and we'll all hold our candles up, and we'll be able to see one another and the light shining out from the screen. So join us Christmas Eve. That's this coming Friday. We've got lanterns, little mini lanterns with lights in them that you can hang on the Christmas tree, and candy canes. Grab one of those or one each as you head out of the auditorium. And it's just a very small gift. We hope it will be a sort of a memory of our time together this morning. We do something called Cedar Ridge in 7 minutes. We'll meet in that back corner of the auditorium right as the service ends. And if you're new here or you just have questions, we'd love to chat with you. If you want to come along, we won't keep you any more than 7 minutes. It's usually less than that. We have a small gift for you as well. We'd love to meet you and get to know you a little bit. Same applies on Zoom. We'll have breakout groups as the service ends. So just hang on Zoom and then you'll be directed into a breakout group and you can chat with people face to face. Okay, so we are going to sing our final carol together. It's called Joy to the World. So why don't we all stand and sing our hearts out?
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Stay standing. We're going to say a benediction together. One quick correction. The Christmas Eve service is at 5 p.m., not 5:30. Sorry about that. 5 p.m. For Christmas Eve. So let's all say this benediction together. The light has come. May the light of Christ fill our hearts. The light has come. May we be lights that never go out. The light has come. May we all shine in the darkest of places and fill all the world with God's love. Amen. Thanks, everyone. Merry Christmas. Have a great week, and we'll see you on Christmas Eve.